The American River Natural History Association is pleased to present Reflections on the American River, excerpts from an American River journal, written by Peter Hayes and read by the author.
They're back. A slimmed down shadow of its usual self, the river of gold slides past Sailor Bar and Ansel Hoffman Park on its way to join the Sacramento. Here and there a bulge roils the placid surface as a steelhead breasts the current. But the main action is a few feet above the water, scores of swallows twisting and darting in a wide-mouthed pursuit of almost invisible insects. On streamlined, pointed wings, the swallows have come back to Sacramento from wintering grounds in Guatemala and Brazil. Oh, a few, such as the blue-backed tree swallow, are year-round residents, but most of the others, the violet-green, barn, cliff, and northern rough-winged swallows, are travel-happy types that may wind up as far north as Alaska. Many swallows will nest near the same spot by the American River where they were born last year, drawn by an instinct similar to that which sparks the spawning salmon return to its birthplace. Most swallows nest in cavities of trees or embankments or in gourd-shaped nests made of mud and built under bridges or freeway overpasses. The American River Parkway offers vantage points to watch mixed flocks of swallows, swooping and diving and narrowly missing each other like a war movie dogfight scene. Since they eat half their weight in insects in one day, swallows rarely stop flying in daylight. When they do, they teeter on tiny, underdeveloped feet. But with such powerful wings, why should they walk when they can fly?
Experience the American River for yourself. Visit the F.E. Yaw Nature Center in Ansel Hoffman Park in Carmichael. And find the American River Natural History Association online at arnha.org.